غادي غادي بس نقص منهم هون لو سمحت. أحسن الله إليك.
كنا في الحصة الماضية تكلمنا عن الربا. In the past session we talked about الربا, the usurious gain. ومعرفة أحكامه من المهمات. It is important to know the rules, the judgments related to الربا. لأن من لم يميز بين الربا المحرم والبيع الحلال قد يقع في الربا المحرم وهو لا يدري. Because the one who does not differentiate between the prohibited riba and the permissible selling and buying might fall in a riba without knowing. ولا يكون عذرا له يوم القيامة أنه لم يتعلم. It wouldn't be an excuse for him on the day of judgment that he did not learn the rules pertaining to الربا.
يهديكم الله ويصلح بالكم.
فليحذر فإن عاقبة الربا وخيمة. Be careful, the consequences of committing the sin of الربا is severe. حتى إن بعض الناس يظهر ما يدل على سوء حالهم وعلى عذابهم بسبب ما فعلوه من الربا. في هذه الدنيا يظهر لنا قبل الآخرة. Even some people, even we might see, we see, or some people see signs for the bad situation of some among those who dealt with الربا before the day of judgment, that is. أخبرنا شيخنا حفظه الله أنه كان في الحبشة في ناحية من النواحي رجل مشهور بالتعامل بالربا. Our Sheikh, may Allah protect him, told us that in an area of Ethiopia there was a man who was famous by falling in that sin of الربا, dealing with people with الربا. وكان ظالما. He was an unjust person. حتى إنه مرة كان في موكب راكبا بغلة فرأى امرأة أعجبته وكانت متزوجة وزوجها رجل ضعيف فأخذها بالقوة. Even One time he was in a procession riding a mule, and he saw a woman. He liked that woman, a pretty woman. He liked her. So she was married, but her husband was a weak person. So he took her by force with him. ثم مات كما يموت كل إنسان. Then at one point of time, he died, just as everyone, every person dies. فدفنوه, they buried him. فصار الدخان يطلع من قبره. The smoke started to come out from his grave. يراه كل أحد. Everyone in the area saw that. أهله ذهبوا إلى بعض المشايخ قالوا ماذا نفعل؟ قال تدورون على المظلومين حتى يسامحوه. His family, some members of his family went to few sheikhs and they asked them, what do you advise us to do? They said, go to the people who were infected by his injustice, who were affected by his injustice, and ask them to forgive him. فصاروا يدورون على المظلومين وطلبوا من يقرأ القرآن عند قبره سبعة أيام والدخان يطلع من قبره. من قطع ثم انقطع بعد سبعة أيام. They started going from one to one asking people to whom he did injustice to forgive him, and they asked some people to recite Al-Quran next to his grave. And despite, يعني, while they were doing that for 7 days, the smoke kept coming out from his grave until it stopped after 7 days. هذا شيء ظهر في الدنيا عذاب الآخرة أشد. This is a sign that appeared now in this world, and the torture of the hereafter is much stronger. فلا ينبغي أن يستهين الإنسان بشيء من الربا. So it is not wise for anyone to commit the sin of a riba, regardless of the amount of money that one gets. ومما ينبغي الإشارة إليه هنا معاملة محرمة في معنى القرض الربوي يفعلها بعض الناس. It befits here to talk about a transaction done by some people, actually by many people, which is similar to the riba of the loan. وهي ما يفعله بعض الناس من أنهم يدفعون مالا لشركة التأمين مثلا على أنه إذا حصل لهم حادثة في المستقبل شركة التأمين تدفع لهم مالا مقابل هذه الحادثة. هذا المال الذي يدفع لهذه الشركة ليس هبة، ليس بيعا وشراء، ولا هو قراض، ولا هو إجارة، إنما هو قرض الذي يدفع يريد أن يستوفي الذي دفع وزيادة، فهو في معنى القرض الربوي يشبهه. حرام كما أن ذاك حرام. Some people, they pay a certain amount of money to an insurance company with the intention that later, if any accident, for example, happens with them, they will be paid back by that company. Such transaction is not selling and buying. It is not a gift. It is not qirad. It is not hiring or renting. It is actually giving a loan to that company with the intention of getting back the money that one gave to the company. Not just the money that he gave, but more, with an additional amount. So it is similar to the loan of a riba. It has the same judgment. It is haram, just like that one is haram. ويشبه هذا أيضا ما يفعله بعض الناس ويسمونه الجمعية. يجتمع 10 مثلا، كل واحد يدفع أول الشهر مبلغا من المال، يجمعونه ويعطونه للأول منهم، ثم في الشهر الثاني كل واحد يدفع مبلغا من المال، يجمعونه ويعطونه للثاني، وهكذا. هذا أيضا ليس هبة محضة، لأن الذي يعطي يعطي وهو يريد إيش؟ أن يسترد، وليس بيعا أو شراء أو إجارة، إنما هذا قرض، وهو يدفع شيئا في الأول ويأخذ أضعافه مقابل الذي دفعه، فهو يشبه القرض الربوي. لذلك نص على أنه لا يجوز. Another transaction which is haram, which is similar to the prohibited loan, is when some people, let's say 10 people, gather together and they agree that each one of them pays a certain payment at the beginning of every month. And at the first month, they gather all that amount and they give it to the first one among them. Then in the second month, they give it to the second person, in the third month to the third person, and so on. This is not a mere gift. This is not selling and buying. This is not hiring or renting. It is actually a loan. And when the first person among them paid something at the beginning and he got much more than what he paid. So he got much extra than what he paid. That's why the scholars said that such transaction is prohibited. So be aware of that. وينبغي الإشارة أيضا إلى أمر ثالث. Let me also draw your attention to a third matter. ورد حديث مروي في عدد من الكتب من كتب الحديث لكنه لا يثبت، معناه مخالف للأصول المقررة في الشرع، وهو ما روي أن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام قال: الربا 73 بابا، أيسرها مثل أن ينكح الرجل أمه. هذا الحديث لا يصح من حيث المعنى، لا يصح، مروي في عدد من كتب الحديث لكنه لا يصح من حيث المعنى، لأنه مقرر في الشرع أن ذنب قتل النفس، أن الكفر هو أعظم ذنب، ثم بعد الكفر قتل النفس التي حرم الله، ثم بعد قتل النفس التي حرم الله ذنب الزنا هو أشد. فلا يصح أن يقال أيسر الربا أشد من أن يزني الرجل بأمه، هذا لا يصح، هذا الحديث لا يثبت عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. In some books of hadith, there is a hadith narrated from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, and it is not a sahih hadith. It does not confirm with the rules, the basic rules. Sure, it does not confirm. Okay. It has a C at the beginning, yeah. It does not comply with the rules of the religion, with the basic rules of the religion. This hadith is what is narrated from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, that he said that a riba is subdivided into 37 subdivisions. What did I say? 73. It seems I'm also tired. A riba is subdivided into 73 different subdivisions, and the least matter of a riba is worse, is a sin that is as bad as the one who commits a zina with his mother. This hadith does not comply with the basic rules of the religion. It is established in the religion that the worst sin is to blaspheme. After blasphemy comes to kill the Muslim, a Muslim unjustly. And then comes az-zina. So it is the worst sin after killing the Muslim unjustly. It is not valid then to say that the least matter of a riba is like the one who commits az-zina with his mother. This is not a sahih hadith. Be aware of that. You might find it in several books. People who, some authors who are not who did not study the knowledge of hadith thoroughly, they mentioned this hadith in their books. Still, it is not a sahih hadith. طيب, this is said, let us move to talk about something else other than riba. لننتقل الآن للكلام عن شيء آخر غير الربا. من جملة المعاملات المحرمة، الآن نذكر بعض المعاملات المحرمة إن شاء الله. بعضها ذكرناه قبل هذا في خلال الأيام الماضية، لكن نعيد لزيادة البيان. Let us move to talk about some prohibited dealings. Some of them we mentioned them in the previous days, but let us mention them again for more details or for more confirmation also. من جملة المعاملات المحرمة بيع ما لم يقبضه. الإنسان إذا اشترى شيئا ولم يحزه بعد، لم يقبضه بعد، لم يستلمه، لم يحزه، لا يجوز له أن يبيعه. Among the prohibited transaction is for one to sell what he did not yet acquire. That is, if someone buys an item, it is prohibited for him to sell it before acquiring it. والأصل في هذا من جملة الأدلة على هذا أن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام نهى عن بيع الطعام حتى يقبضه الشخص. رواه ابن عباس عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وقال ولا أرى كل شيء إلا مثل الطعام. يعني ابن عباس قال وأنا أرى أن كل باقي الأمور مثل الطعام. هذا النهي ليس خاصا بالطعام، بل غير الطعام مثله لا يبيعه الإنسان حتى يقبضه. مسلم narrated from ابن عباس that he said that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام prohibited selling food before acquiring it. Ibn Abbas said after narrating this from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, and I believe that everything else has the same judgment. That is, it is not permissible to sell it before acquiring it. كذلك روي عن ابن عمر أنه اشترى يوما شيئا في السوق. Likewise, it was narrated from Abdullah ibn Umar that one day he bought something from the market. فجاءه وهو في الحال يعني عندما اشتراه جاءه من دفع له زيادة فيه. After he bought it, immediately before he takes it to his place, someone came and offered him a higher price. Abdullah ibn Umar arada an yabi'ahu, an yutimma al-aqd. Abdullah ibn Umar wanted to make the contract with him. قبل أن يفعل، وكانت عادتهم عند إتمام العقد، عند فعل العقد، وضع اليد باليد. And their habit when they wanted to make the contract was to shake hands. لما أراد أن يفعل ذلك أحس بإنسان من خلفه أمسك يده. When he wanted to do that, someone from behind him held his hand. فالتفت فإذا زيد بن ثابت. He looked back, he saw one of the companions called زيد بن ثابت, a very knowledgeable companion. فقال له إن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نهى التجار عن أن يبيعوا ما اشتروا حتى يحوزوه إلى رحالهم. He told him the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام prohibited the traders to sell what they bought from the market before taking it to their place, to their places. من هذين الحديثين يعلم أن الذي يشتري شيئا ليس له أن يبيعه قبل أن يقبضه. From those two hadiths, it is known, it is deduced that it is not permissible for the one who buys something to sell it before acquiring it. أما العقد نفسه عقد الشراء نفسه صح. Now the buying itself took place, it is valid, لكن ليس له أن يبيع غيره إلا بعد القبض. But one is not entitled to sell the item to someone else except after acquiring it, receiving it. After receiving it. هذا القبض كيف يكون؟ الأشياء التي تشترى عادة على ثلاثة أصناف. Usually the things that one buys are of three types. منها ما يتناول باليد. خفيف سهل تناوله باليد. Some of the items they usually are carried by one's hand. They are not heavy things. They are carried by one's hand. The person takes them by his hand. مثل القلم والدفتر والكتاب وما شابه, like a pen, a book, and the like. إذا اشترى إنسان كتابا أو قلما من آخر يكفي لقبضه أن يتناوله منه بيده. If someone buys from another person a pen, a book or the like, it is enough for him to receive it, to take it by his hand, to grab it with his hand. في هذه الحال يعد قبضه. In this case, he would be considered that he received it. له أن يبيعه بعد ذلك. He can sell it after that. هناك أشياء لا تنقل عادة, لا تحمل عادة باليد, لكنها تنقل من مكان إلى مكان. There are other things that are not usually carried by one's hand, but they are moved from one place to another. مثل السيارة مثلا, مثل البراد, like a fridge, like a car, and the like. ليقبضها المشتري لابد أن ينقلها من المحل الخاص بالبائع إلى مكان آخر ليس خاصا بالبائع. For the buyer to be considered that he received it, for the buyer to receive it, it has to be moved. He has to move it from where the seller had it to another place which does not belong to the seller. مثلا تشتري السيارة من المحل إذا سقتها إلى خارج المحل إلى الطريق العام أخرجتها إلى الطريق العام تكون قبضتها. For example, you buy the car from a spot from the seller's spot. If you drive it outside that spot to the road, for example, which is not owned by him, then you are considered that you received the car. وبقي نوع ثالث وهو ما لا ينقل. There is a third type which includes the items that are not carried from one place to another. مثلا البيت والأرض وما شابه. Like a piece of land, a home, or the like. قطعة الأرض يعد المشتري قبضها إذا خلى البائع بينه وبينها. ما جعل البائع مانعا أزال أي مانع يمنع المشتري من الوصول إليها. The buyer would be considered that he received the piece of land that he buys when the seller does not prevent him by any way from reaching that land and using it. أما لو باعني مثلا قطعة أرض ولها سور وباب وما زال الباب مقفلا والمفتاح بيده لا أعد أنني قبضتها بعد. For example, if someone sells me a piece of land, it has a wall around it with a door which is locked and the seller has the keys. He doesn't give me the keys. I am not considered that I received the piece of land yet, because I cannot reach it. I cannot do whatever I want to do with it. أما البيت فيعد أنه قبضه إذا سلمه البائع المفتاح وأخلاه من الأغراض التي فيه التي ليست خاصة بالمشتري. As for the house, one would be considered that he received it if the seller empties the house from all things that do not belong to the buyer and gives the key to the buyer. فإذا اشترى الشخص بيتا ولم يسلم له المفتاح مثلا بعد لا يعد إنه قبض البيت. أنه قبض البيت. So if someone buys a house and still the keys are not given to him, he is not considered that he received the house. فليس له أن يبيعه. So he is not entitled to sell it. أيضا من المعاملات المحرمة بيع اللحم بالحيوان. Another prohibited dealing is to sell meat for an animal or an animal for meat. سواء كان الحيوان, an animal means an alive animal. That's clear. بيع اللحم بالحيوان أي مع الحيوان أي الحي يعني. سواء كان الحيوان مأكولا أو غير مأكول. Whether this animal is edible or not. مثلا عندي 50 رطلا من اللحم وآخر عنده شاه, فقلت له اشتريت منك الشاة التي عندك بهذا اللحم الذي عندي, لا يصح. For example, I have 50 pounds of meat and another person has a sheep. If I tell him, I now buy your sheep with this meat that I have, this would be an invalid transaction. لحديث الدارقطني وغيره أن الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام نهى عن بيع اللحم بالحيوان. Because الدارقطني and others narrated that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام prohibited this type of selling, to sell an alive animal for meat. لكن هذه المسألة ليست مجمعا عليها. This case is not a case of consensus. الحنفية يجيزون بيع اللحم بالحيوان. In the Hanafi school, it is permissible to sell an alive animal for meat. أما في مذهب الشافعي فحرام. As for the Shafi'i, in the Shafi'i school, this is prohibited. أما بيع اللحم باللحم فقد ذكرنا حكمه. Now, as for selling meat for meat, we already mentioned the judgment. إذا كان من نفس الجنس لا يباع اللحم باللحم رطبا. If both on both sides the meat is not dry, then it is not valid to sell meat for meat if they are from the same type. أما لو كان أما بيع مثلا لحم الشاة بلحم البقر يجوز ولو كان رطبا لأنهما جنسان مختلفان. Now, selling the meat of a cow for the meat of a sheep is permissible, even if they are not dry, because those are two different types. They are not the same type. أما بيع الحيوان بالحيوان فيجوز. As for selling an alive animal for another alive animal, it is permissible. بيع شاة بشاة, it is permissible to sell a sheep for a sheep. أو بيع جمل ببقرتين, or to sell a camel for two cows. أو بقرة ببقرة, or to sell a cow for a cow. It is permissible. Because people do not seek cows and sheep and the like to eat them while they are alive, isn't it? So. ومن البيوع المحرمة أيضا من المعاملات المحرمة ما ذكرناه في الحصة الماضية من حرمة بيع الدين بالدين. Among the prohibited transactions is what we mentioned in the past class, which is selling a debt for a debt. وذلك لما روي من أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نهى عن بيع الكالئ بالكالئ والكالئ هو الدين. Because the Prophet عليه it was narrated from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام that he prohibited selling a debt for a debt. هذا الحديث وإن كان في إسناده مقال لكن أجمع الأئمة على العمل به فهذا يقويه كما سبق وقلنا في الحديث السابق. Although the chain of narrators of this hadith has some weakness in it, but all the mujtahids agreed to apply this hadith, to go according to it. And this, as we said previously, this gives the hadith strength. باختصار بالإجماع يحرم بيع الدين بالدين. In brief, it is haram, it is prohibited to sell a debt for a debt by consensus. مثال ذلك زيد له على عمر دين لو فرضنا 100 درهم يستحق بعد شهر وعمر زيد له على عمر وزيد يحتاج بعد 5 أيام إلى 50 درهم ولا دينار قلنا ما بيأسي قول إلى 50 درهما لا يملكها فيقول لبكر ما رأيك أن أبيعك الدين الذي لي على عمر وهو يستحق بعد شهر وهو 100 ب50 تعطيني إياها بعد 2 يوم فيكون باع دينا بدين هذا محرم إذا عقد مثل هذا العقد يكون باع دينا بدين وهذا حرام. An example of that, if a person X has a debt on another person, Y. Now the first person X, let's say this is $100 that are due after 1 month. This first person, X, needs $50 after 5 days. He does not have them. So he goes to a third person. He tells him, I sell you the debt that Y owes me after 1 month, which is $100, for $50, you give them to me after 2 days. For $50 that you give them to me after 2 days. In this case, he is selling a debt for a debt. This is not permissible. أما لو كان لزيد على عمر دين وقد حل هذا الدين، دين حل وقته، فباعه زيد بعد ما قبض من عمر، فباعه زيد لبكر لثالث بمال حال فورا، بمال قبضه، هنا يجوز. On the other hand, if a person Y owes another person X a certain amount of money, and this debt is due, already due, X did not receive it yet. Before receiving it, but it is due. X did not receive it yet. Before receiving it, he tells someone else, a third person, I now sell you the debt that Y owes me for this amount of money, a certain amount of money that he takes at the session from the third person. This is permissible. No, it does not have to be the same amount. This is permissible. So, إذن بيع الدين بالدين حرام، كمان بيع الدين الذي لم يحل ولو بثمن حال أيضا لا يصح. إيش بقي؟ بيع الدين الحال بثمن حال لغير من عليه الدين، مفهوم؟ فهذا يجوز. So selling a debt for a debt is prohibited by consensus. Selling the debt which is not due yet also is prohibited. You cannot sell it for a certain amount that you get now because it is not due yet. But selling the due debt for other than the person on whom it is due, for a certain amount that is given in the session, is permissible. I cannot sell it to the person on whom the debt is. This would be like riba. If you owe me $10, and then when it is due, I tell you, okay, I'll sell you this debt for $20. What does this become? A riba. Yeah, it's not valid, yani, like a riba. So to others, to someone else, it is valid. It does not have to be the same amount. For any amount. You owe me $20. It is due. I tell someone else, I now sell the debt that so and so owes me for 20, I sell you this debt for $20. It is due. I sell you this debt for $20, for $10, for $30, for whatever. Okay? I need to receive the money at the same session. For this amount of money, and I receive it in the same session. Yani, one moment. بِثَمَنٍ حَال بِثَمَنٍ حَال. No, you don't say to receive it in the same session. With شو يعني بِثَمَنٍ حَال. With a certain amount which is due now. Change it, please. يعني يصح بيع الدين بثمن حال. الدين الحال بثمن حال. Which means the due debt with a certain amount which is due now, immediately. This is permissible. طيب يعني بس بالترجمة ما قلت مظبوط. The translation was not correct. So do you get it or no? أنا إلي دين على واحد. حل الدين. إجا الوقت. ما أعطاني الدين بعد. أنا ما أخذته منه. جيت عند الحاج علي قلت له بعتك الدين اللي إلي على فلان بكذا، معناها حال يعني مش مأجل، ما قلت له بكذا بتعطيني يوم بكرة بعد بكرة، لا بكذا حال الآن يعني، هذا يصح. خلص ساعتها إذا دفع لي ولا ما دفع لي هو حال، أيمتى ما بدي بطالبه، هو حال أطالبه متى ما شئت. It is due now. I can ask him to give it to me whenever I want. لا 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 ما شرط ما شرط. هو حال، هو هذا يصح، هذا صحيح. About this issue or something else, Jafar? Then let's wait. Allah yubarak fik until the end of the session. I want to finish this case. This case, Khalid. Go. Give me what I've never, after all these years, understood. What was the motivation for this case and exactly what happened? Why do you want to know the motivation? I'll tell you what. Someone owes me $20 after 1 week. It is due after 1 week. And I need $10 tomorrow. I come to you, I tell you, I need $10. You tell me, I don't have. Tomorrow, can't you arrange for tomorrow? Yes, tomorrow I can have $10. Give me as a loan $10. You tell me, I don't want. I tell you, okay. Haj Ali, for example, he has to pay me $20 after one week. I sell this debt to you for $10 that you pay them to me tomorrow. This is selling a debt for a debt. It is prohibited. Okay? This way I get my $10 and you think you are... You made a good deal you made $10. Now for the other issue, I have a debt on someone else and it is due for one reason or another. I do not want to collect it from him. So I come to Haj Ali and I tell him the debt is due. I sell it to you, let's say it's for $30. I sell it to you for $20. Which means now, yani due. In this case, I take the $20 from Hajj Ali. It's easy to deal with him. And he needs to deal with that other person to get the $30. This is yani an example why this transaction might take place. The first one is not valid. The second one is valid. Because it is due now, correct. That's the difference. That's one of the differences. Because if it is not due, then I cannot sell it to him. Let's say it is due after 3 days. And now I tell him, I sell it to you for this amount that he gives it to me now, yani for, which is due now. It's not a debt for a debt. It's a debt for an amount that is due now. Still, it is invalid because the other debt is not due. So those are three different cases. Two of them are prohibited. One is valid. Yes, Khalid. This is not the only example for selling a debt for a debt. This is one example. It is not the only example. What you said was another example. If you tell someone, give me a loan for $300. How did you say? I forgot how you said it. If you tell someone, give me a loan for $300 in exchange of $100 that I give them to you tomorrow. No, I know, but this is what it means. Isn't it?
It's reversing the... I mean, I said, I buy from you $100, and I will pay you with it. I'm buying you...
Okay. Okay, if you say, I now buy from you $100 in exchange of $300 that I give them to you, I buy from you $100 that you give them to me tomorrow, in exchange of $300 that I will give them to you tomorrow. So you have a certain amount due, you are saying it is due on me, a certain amount that is due tomorrow, in exchange of a certain amount that is due on him tomorrow. What is due on him tomorrow is a debt. What is due on you tomorrow is a debt. So it is a debt for a debt. This is the rule. It's not, listen, a debt is not specific, it does not have to be a loan. It's not, it does not have to be that you borrow money, but this is one type of it. Okay. Okay. Is the car there?
He has the car, but it's not physically at the session.
So we know it, both of us.
We know the car.
So it is specified.
Specified, yes.
This is not a debt.
But he owes me the car.
But this is not a debt. When we say something is a debt, listen, there is a difference between a debt that is due on you and a specific thing that is due on you. When it is a specific thing that is due on you, it means you have to bring it itself. When it is a debt due on you, it's not a specific thing that you have to bring it itself. It's the amount that you have. Yes. No. So there is a difference between those two cases. وفيك يا خالد. نعم. The same thing applies. Nah.
Could be there is an example in the new debt that has matured. The reason why I'm going to Mathalan Zaid is because Ali cannot pay it now.
Or maybe. He cannot pay now. I go to someone, he pays me and he collects it later, for example. Yes, this can be also a reason. كذلك من البيوع المحرمة بيع الفضولي. الفضولي يعني الذي ليس لا يملك الشيء ولا له ولاية عليه ولا وكالة. فضولي حشوبي يعني بالعامية. Another type of prohibited selling or dealings is
شو بيقولوا بيع الفضولي؟
For someone to sell something while this person is not the owner of this thing and he is not authorized to do that. He does not have an authorization to do it. مثلا هذا الكتاب ليس لي فأجيء إلى الحاج أقول له تشتري مني يقول نعم فأبيعه من غير أن يكون لي ومن غير أن يكون صاحبه أذن لي أن أبيعه في هذه الحال البيع باطل غير صحيح. An example of that, if I take a book, this book, which is not mine. I go to someone and I tell him, do you buy this book from me? And he says, yes. I tell him, okay, I now sell you this book for such and such amount. Without this book being mine and without me being authorized by its owner. In this case, this dealing is not valid. هذا يقال له بيع الفضولي. أما لو كان للشخص ولاية على هذا الشيء فيجوز له أن يبيعه. Now if the person is entitled to sell it, even if he does not own it, then it is permissible for him to do that. مثل ولي اليتيم, like the guardian of the orphan. إذا كان ولد صغير له مال, أو مثل ولي الصغير, خلينا نقول. إذا كان ولد صغير له مال أبوه له أن يبيع هذا المال إن كان في بشرط أن يكون في ذلك مصلحة للولد, ليس على ما يشتهي, بشرط أن يكون في ذلك مصلحة للولد. If a child owns money, for example, a little child owns money. His mother died, he inherited her, and he is still a little child. His father is entitled to sell his belongings if this transaction is more beneficial to the child than keeping it without selling, keeping those belongings without selling them. مثلا يبيع من هذا الما ورثه ليصرف عليه. Or for example, he sells some of his belongings to spend on him, to feed him, to get him clothes for the winter, or the like. Now, if there is no benefit for, or it is not more beneficial for the child to sell his belongings, then it is not permissible to sell them. This applies when the person is the guardian of his child or of other children, in both cases. He needs to take always in consideration the benefit of the child. Oh, like this is an example. How would a little child owns money? Just to give an example, how does he own money? For example, he inherits. This is an example. Or his father makes a contract on his behalf with someone else that this child works with that person for a certain salary. Now, how does the father spend this salary on the child? He needs to take care. He needs to spend it in the proper way, in the way which is most beneficial for the child. لذلك بعض الناس إذا كانوا أولياء على الأيتام أو على الأولاد الصغار لا يمسكون لا يصرفون شيئا من تلك الأموال من أموال اليتيم إنما يصرفون عليه من مالهم هم إلى أن يكبر إلى أن يبلغ خوفا من أن يتصرفوا في ماله بغير المناسب لأنهم لا يعني يخافون أن لا يتحققوا المصلحة. This is why some people when they are in charge of an orphan they do not spend on that orphan from his money, from the orphan's money, because they are worried, they cannot be sure that this is the best way to do it. So what they do, they keep the money of the orphan aside, or they make it, or they invest it, and they spend on the orphan from their own money. أما لو باع الشخص مال غيره ظن أن لو باع الشخص ماله ظنا أنه مال غيره صح البيع لأنه في الحقيقة ماله. Now if someone sells his belongings, if X sells his belongings because he thought that this belongs to Y, the transaction is valid because truly this belongs to him, even though he thought it belongs to another person. The transaction is valid. طيب نقف هنا. Let us stop here for now. والله أعلم. Allah knows best. إذا كان أحد له سؤال فليتفضل. If you have questions, yeah, go ahead. تفضل. No. تفضل. إيه. جماد حاج. نعم. خليك. نعم. لو سمحت. إيه. على حسب كيف تعمل العقد. أنت ممن تشتري؟
اشتريها اللي يعمل من البيت.
من المالك.
مش من أشيل اللون من البنك. هذه المورجج يسموها. في البلد هنا في النورد أمريكا يسموها كده.
مع من تعقد العقد؟
أول عقد مع أشوف أروح البيت شوف. بعدين طيب. أروح البنك مع البنك هذه كلها الفلوس وبعدين أروح أشوف المحامي. والمحامي والبنك والصاحب البيت هم يتعاملوا مع بعض. بس أنا وقع التوقيع للمورجج لخمسة وعشرين سنة. شركة معمارية. هذه هي الأساس في عندها التشابه الكثير. والصعبة كل واحد يشترك فيها كمان.
البنك يشتري من صاحب البيت بيته. بعد أن يشتري البنك من صاحب البيت بيته أنت تشتري من البنك.
شركات عامة.
إيه.
يشتري البيت من الشركة هذه.
إيه.
أصله ثم يذهب إلى البنك يتفق مع البنك يدفعون عنه. فيصير مورجج ويدفع.
هكذا إذا اشترى من صاحب البيت من الشركة التي بنت الشراء صح دخل البيت في ملكه لكن بعد ذلك المعاملة مع البنك لابد أن تكون على الوجه الذي بيناه يقول اشتريت مثلا ايش يشتري هو الله 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 هل هو يستفيد أكثر أم البنك يستفيد أكثر
البنك يستفيد أكثر
كيف عرفت يعني معناه
مثلا البيت هي يكلف كلها 250 ألف وأنا أخذ اللون من بنك يقول لي 5% ولا 6% بعدين لي 20 سنة
كم يصير المجموع
مجموع يسيل ممكن 300 ألف ضعفه
لكن أليس هو بهذه الطريقة يصير مالكا للبيت؟
نعم لولا هذه الطريقة ما كان مالك البيت
وهذا المبلغ الذي يدفعه أليس كان سيدفعه للإيجار؟ وكان هذا المال يذهب من غير أن يتملك البيت؟ فيستفيد ملكية البيت ثم البيت يرتفع ثمنه إذن قد يكون هو الرابح الذي يربح أكثر في هذه المعاملة إذا كان هو يربح أكثر في مذهب محمد بن الحسن تصح هذه المعاملة لكن في مثل هذا البلد ليس في بعض البلاد الأخرى على حسب التفصيل تفضل
regarding the car insurance it me the way how I understood you full coverage insurance is not permitted in our religion except liability insurance because the liability insurance I have no choice
correct
I know it's required
Correct.
Barakallahu
fik. Full cover insurance is not permitted except the basic thing that you don't have the choice for it. Yeah, liability. تفضل. وبليها بعدين. نعم تفضل.
Sometimes a certain government might take some money from the what they call the paycheck, and then afterwards they call it social security. Afterwards, let's say that person dies, somebody else, you know, some they send money each month to.
We'll come to that, inshallah. I'm going. تفضل. No, I didn't say most people. Those are very few. Most people, they deal with the money of the orphan in an unlawful way. I didn't say most, no. No. They do it out of their goodwill.
Can they ask him when he grows up if he accepts to pay them?
No, they cannot. What are they going to tell him?
We took care of you with such and such amount of money. Can you pay us back for what we did?
Well, he didn't ask them to do that.
And then one more question.
Go ahead.
You said that buying an item before you receive it is a haram, right?
Yes.
Is that by consensus?
Like what?
Did all the scholars say this?
No, it's not a case of consensus. No. Imam Malik said you do not do that in food, but in other than food, it is permissible.
Oh, that's what I meant, selling. Barakallahu fik.
Wafik. Tfaddal.
Price of the house. You bought it, you made the total as 500,000, the house becomes yours, and you are paying over the next 20 years.
Yeah.
You find out a better deal, and then you want to refinance the house, but the house is yours now.
Okay.
Will this be considered debt for debt, or is there a way out of it?
What does it mean you want to refinance? You need to explain to me. I don't know what's refinancing.
When you refinance, you find another lender.
Okay.
That will offer a lower interest.
Okay.
So you say, I will go. That you ask that lender, in reality, well, this is what happens. Mm-hmm. That lender will pay the remaining price of the house to that company, to that, and then you start paying again the money to the new lender.
So, for example, then you pay for 25 years.
Or it might actually, again, stay
20 years?
The term might vary depending on the new terms with the new lender. So the terms with the new lender will vary between you two. So they might again be another 30 years with the new lenders, or another 20 years, depending on the conditions that you agree with. So
I mean, so at the end, do you pay less or more?
You end up paying less. That's why you refinance. Because the interest is lower. I mean, you obviously you wouldn't refinance to pay more. Adatan.
Sorry, Dr. Islam, but I need to understand to answer. I did not understand.
Usually, when you do with a mortgage company and you are paying a certain price, the 500,000 over the 30 years was based, let's say, on 5%, right?
So what's the sum that you end paying after?
Let's say after 30 is 500.
Okay.
That was based on 5% interest when you first initially make the deal.
Okay.
Let's say 5%.
Okay.
Later on, interest changed, and now it is 3%.
Okay.
So you say, if I do 3% with a new company, over this time, actually, I will have to pay now 450,000.
So this new company pays the original price. Let's say the rest is 200,000. So they pay it to the other one, and uh-huh. Then you start paying them.
Yes.
Yeah, if you know how to make the deal, then you'll be benefiting more in this case. That's apparently, this is the case. So according to Muhammad Ibn al-Hasan, that works. Or you can arrange it to be valid also according to al-Shafi'i. It's up to you.
بالنسبة لموضوع التأمين هل هذا ينطبق على مذهب محمد بن حسن أو غيره؟
ما بيمشي الحال لأن كيف بدك تعرف كيف تعرف أنك أنت رابح قد تدفع لشركة التأمين 10 سنين ولا يصيب سيارتك إذا كان للسيارة عطل لا ينطبق تفضل حاج
يبيع البيت قبل أن ينهي الدين
له أن يبيع البيت نعم
Sheikh Samir, concerning taking your paycheck to other than a bank to cash it, uh-huh. they're like money exchanges. So if you go there with the paycheck to cash the check, and you, they charge you for that. Is that permissible? I mean, how do you do the transaction? What do you say to them?
I'll talk with you about it, inshallah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Saddal Ilyas. Then you are not sinful.
Right, and you get into a car accident, and they pay you. For instance, they tell you, you know, your car damaged amount is they pay you.
You have here two possibilities. The first possibility that they pay you out of their goodwill. They want to pay you more than what you paid them. Because you were paying in time, I don't know why they want to pay you more. It's not you that you are forcing them, threatening them by the law. No, they want to do it. If they want to do it, take the money. The other case, they don't want to pay you really more than what you paid. Then you take only the amount that you paid.
Okay, the other case is if you have medical insurance.
Yeah.
Like through work, or either you want to get it yourself because of the outrageous prices. So what can you do about that if you're trying to go to the doctor or something like that? It's hard to...
If you are not, if you don't know that you will be... If you don't know that you are going to have the upper hand in the deal, then you don't do it. In many cases, how are you going to know? You don't know when you are going to be sick.
I was asking actually specifically about some tooth work.
And yeah, I'm saying if you know okay. or you don't know. So this is how you go with it. Go ahead. If a woman wears
a white hijab
okay.
during the prayer
okay.
and you can see her hair through the hijab
you can see the actual hair
the color of the hair
you can see that
yeah. does this affect the validity of her prayer
yes okay. if this is the case then yes but if you can just see that there is a shape there you don't see the color This does not affect the validity. But if you can see the color, then this affects the validity of the prayer. Yes.
I don't know if I should say it on the microphone. There are certain life insurance policies that we do for numbers of reasons. First of all, to save taxation, to pay less taxes. So we invest in them to save money and to actually, in other words, to hide money. Because the minute it goes into a life insurance policy, then becomes unseizable. Okay, so you pay 10,000 a year, 50,000, 5,000. After 10, 15, 20 years, you do have cash value. You have money, an actual value. What is the judgment of that? I mean, in general. I'm not talking term. There is an actual value. You know you're going to get 50, 100. And all the profit you make, you do not pay taxes on it. Because otherwise, if you invest it elsewhere, all the profit you're going to make, the government takes, shares of it. So they swallow half of it. So you do that to really actually reduce, dhulm alaikum taxes. And to hide money.
So you are saying that if you...
I'm in Canada, yes.
So, well, I didn't understand well what you said anyway, but if you are saying that if you invest in an insurance policy, life insurance policy, you will end up paying less money getting more profit. Yani after you end up after a few years, for example, getting $50,000, for example, and if you don't do that, if you invest in other things, you will end up getting 20.
Sheikh, actually, we do it on purpose to make it look like a life insurance policy because of the legality of it, because of the legal reason of it. So what?
هلا واد
guys.
لا ما ما تفوتني كتير بشغلك خلي السؤال مبين
طيب so you invest in life insurance company that you save in every month specific amount of dollars you know for a fact for sure in 15 years you're gonna get X amount of dollars which is the benefit is known
even if you don't die
exactly forget death correct cash value money
you can cash them
yes Yes. Okay. Why do we do that? شو هو الموتيف نحن بنعمله؟ To pay less taxes. لأنه the same money if you invest it somewhere else, you're gonna pay taxes on the profit you make. At the meantime, whatever you put in this policy, according to their معوج law, it's unseizable. I didn't say tax deductible. It's unseizable. So that's why we do it from that motive. So is that permissible?
Let me think about it. Inshallah. تفضل. I need to understand it, Haj Kareem, more. We'll talk later. You are using words that I don't understand. Unseizable, do you think I know what that means? Inshallah, we'll talk about it later. Tfaddali, go ahead.
What is the judgment of having house insurance?
Same thing.
Going back to his question about wearing a white hijab, sometimes... No matter what, if you wear white, it's a darker shade. It doesn't matter what color your hair is.
So you can't differentiate the color. It's just
color.
A shade.
Yeah.
Then it does not affect the validity of the prayer.
Brother Ilyas's question about the insurance. Sometimes the money that you get won't be from the insurance company that... you are dealing with, it'll be from the insurance company of the person who hit you, for example.
Same thing. If they are giving you the money out of their own will, you can take it.
Okay. And the other one is in relation to like the judgment that you said about the house mortgage, the uh-huh. benefit. Can you apply that also to a car mortgage?
Yeah, if the same conditions apply, yeah. I said if the same conditions apply. I don't know. I didn't think about it. طيب we take two more questions. تفضل حاج.
إذا شخص وقع في نوع من أنواع الربا، ربا الفضل مثلاً،
ثم
باع سوى بخاتم.
إيه.
هلا ثم تعلمت الحكم
ايه
ماذا عليها أن تفعل؟ هل عليها أن ترد؟
إذا وقع شخص في نوع من أنواع الربا يرجع مثلا ربا الفضل، يرجع إلى الذي عامله بهذه المعاملة فيستسمحه ويسامحه.
وليس له أن عليه أن يستسمح.
لابد لابد. تفضل. If someone commits the sin of riba al-fadl, that is, let's say he sells gold for a bigger amount of gold, he has to go back to the person with whom he dealt and ask forgiveness or give him back, or yani he needs to settle it, settle the situation with him. For example, ask him forgiveness. He tells him, you forgive me, I'll forgive you, or something like that. نعم تفضل. والبر بالبر، القمح بالقمح يعني. نفس الشيء، مأكول الملح. أي حاجة عبد الصمد، تفضل.
عندنا بكندا مثل ما قاله الأخ، هنا يسمونه لايف انشورنس، لعله ليس لايف انشورنس. حتى واحد يوفر ماله لأولد ايجز يشجعونه، يقولون ما فيه تاكس، يعني ما عليه تاكس
إذا
تضع مالك
مع شركة.
أيوة، مع أي شركة، يكون مع البنك، يكون في شركات غير البنك كمان، ثم هذا المال لا ندفع عليه تاكس، هذا مسموح. فأخيرا ندفع عليه، ولكن يكون قليلا، لأن الواحد لا يأخذه كله في آن واحد، يأخذه بالقسط، سيدفع أقل ضرائب. هل هذا يجوز لتوفير المال من التاكس؟
يعني أحتاج أن أفكر في المسألة أو أسأل الآن، يعني ما عدت أستطيع أن أفكر فيها. إن شاء الله نرجع إلى ذلك إن شاء الله. الله إن شاء الله. الله يبارك فيكم. Before you go, let me draw your attention to something nice. If you are sitting on a chair and you go to do something and you expect to go back and sit on the same chair, so it is nice on our part to keep it empty for you, because we expect that you are coming back to sit on this chair instead of taking your place. Allah yubarak fikum. Pay attention to that. Barakallahu bikum. نهلل. Let's say لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.